This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Two observations about the renter's life in this economy right now. First of all, according to Apartment List, rents are up 12% from a year ago. So there's that. Also, we are just a little bit short of 1 year since the Supreme Court struck down the CDC's eviction moratorium. Now, some states and some cities do have eviction protections of their own in place, but rising rents and more limited eviction protections does seem kind of perilous. So we got Carl Gershenson on the phone. He is the project director at the Eviction Lab at Princeton University, and I asked him about the state of evictions today.
Eviction activity in the United States looks like it's returning approximately to where it was before the pandemic. If you look at our data going from 2000 up to around 2018, it's just really steady. Like the same communities see just about the same number of evictions year after year. And it was the massive federal interventions that we saw in the wake of the coronavirus that was really the only time in history that we've seen significant reduction in eviction activity. So now, 2 years later, with the protections expired, with most of that rental aid running out, it looks like we are right back where we started.
Just super quick, so that everybody picks up on the word you use, communities. We are talking here mostly about communities of color and communities on the lower end of the income spectrum.
That's correct.
Yeah.
There is sort of a fractal pattern with the geography of evictions. If you want to know which region of the country has the highest eviction rates, look for regions of the country with large Black populations. Hmm. If you want to know which neighborhoods in those states experience high levels of eviction, again, you look for the most segregated neighborhoods.
It's my understanding that there is no comprehensive tracking of evictions at the federal level. And in fact, the Eviction Lab that you run is the biggest and best data set. And it, of course, brings to mind, maybe it was Peter Drucker, I don't know, but the whole you can't manage what you don't measure thing. How can we handle an eviction crisis without knowing the numbers?
That's exactly right. And we think that this is something which really it will take the federal government to invest in if we want up-to-date information about eviction filing rates everywhere in the country. If we can get the data, anyone can,
right.
including
right.
credit companies and tenant screening companies. And so there is this real tension between wanting to protect the privacy of renters and allowing researchers to study it. So, you can only solve that tension if it's the federal government who is collecting this and selectively disclosing these data.
So what would it take to put the Eviction Lab out of work? In other words, to make you lose your job, right? I mean, because ideally evictions would fall to zero and you wouldn't have a place to go in the morning. What would that take?
I think that it would take this country seriously investing in housing and seriously tackling poverty. 80% of renters who earn under $25,000 are rent burdened. That means that they spend more than 30% of their already small income on rent. And we've seen what rents have done in the last 2 years. There's no indication that they're going to go down. So the squeeze on these low-income renters is just getting worse and worse. And, middle-income renters are hurting too. Not as badly as low-income renters, but as rent levels go up, everyone's feeling this more and more. You really need to tackle this from both sides. I mean, people need money, but we also need to make it easier and more affordable to build housing of high quality where people want to live.
And even if Congress decided to do that tomorrow, it's a decades-long challenge, right?
Exactly. And there's all sorts of things that we can do in the short to medium term that can stabilize tenancies. And that's where you get into all sorts of renter protection bills, like a right to counsel. Most tenants are not represented if they go to housing court. Things like that can help people stay in their homes. But the long-term goal has to just be structurally changing this untenable housing system that we have.
Carl Gershenson is the project director at the Eviction Lab. That's at Princeton University. Mr. Gershenson, thanks for your time, sir, and your expertise. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.